Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, and we are on day 2355 of our trek. The purpose of Wisdom Trek is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. In today's Wisdom Nugget, I'll guide you through the vast landscapes of biblical wisdom. Today we'll dive into Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 1 through 11 from the New Living Translation. In these verses, the teacher continues the exploration of life's meaning and purpose, delving into the pursuit of pleasure and material wealth. So let's uncover the timeless wisdom found in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, starting with verse 1. I said to myself, come on, let's try pleasure. Let's look for the good things in life. But I found that this too was meaningless. In his quest for meaning, the teacher decides to indulge in pleasure and seek out the good things that life has to offer. However, he quickly discovers the emptiness and fleeting nature of such pursuits. What insight does the teacher offer regarding the pursuit of pleasure? The teacher's experiment with pleasure reveals the ultimate meaninglessness of it. Despite the initial allure, pleasure fails to provide lasting satisfaction or purpose. Now let's explore verses 2 and 3. So I decided to cheer myself up with wine. While still seeking wisdom, I clutched at foolishness. In this way, I tried to experience the only happiness most people find during their brief life in this world. The teacher turns to wine in an attempt to lift his spirits and find happiness. However, even as he continues to pursue wisdom, he finds himself grasping at the foolishness in search of fleeting joy. What lessons can we learn from the teacher's experimentation with wine? The teacher's reliance on wine to alleviate his troubles highlights the temptation to seek solace in temporary pleasures. However, he recognizes the folly of such pursuits in the face of life's brevity. Next, let's consider verses 4 through 8. I also tried to find meaning by building large homes for myself and planting beautiful vineyards. I made gardens and parks, filling them with all kinds of fruit trees. I built reservoirs to collect the waters to irrigate my many flourishing groves. I bought slaves, both men and women, and others who were born into my household. I also owned large herds and flocks, more than any other king who has ever lived in Jerusalem before me. The teacher embarks on a grandiose building project, constructing elaborate homes, vineyards, gardens, and parks. He amasses wealth and possessions, including slaves, herds, and flocks, surpassing even the wealth of his predecessors in Jerusalem. How does the teacher's pursuit of material wealth contribute to his quest for meaning? The teacher's accumulation of wealth and possessions reflects society's common pursuit of material success as a means of finding fulfillment. However, he ultimately discovers the emptiness and transience of such pursuits. Now let's explore verses 9 through 11. So I became greater than all who lived in Jerusalem before me, and my wisdom never failed me. Anything I wanted, I would take. I denied myself no pleasures. I even found great pleasure in hard work, a reward for all my labors. But as I looked at everything I had worked so hard to accomplish, it was all so meaningless, like chasing the wind. There was really nothing worthwhile anywhere. Despite the unparalleled wealth and wisdom, the teacher finds himself disillusioned with the fruit of his labors. He realizes that his achievements, no matter how great, ultimately amount to nothing and leaves us feeling unfulfilled. What conclusion can we draw from the teacher's reflections on his pursuits? The teacher's relentless pursuit of success and pleasure leads him to the sobering realization that worldly accomplishments are ultimately meaningless and unfulfilling. Despite his best efforts, he finds no lasting satisfaction or purpose in his endeavors. And there you have it, my fellow trekkers. Insights from Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. The teacher's reflections remind us of the emptiness of pursuing pleasure and material wealth apart from the deeper understanding of life's true purpose. As we reflect on the teacher's musing, may we seek fulfillment in the pursuits that transcend the temporal and find true meaning in a life devoted to God and others. Until the next time, keep seeking God's wisdom and make it part of your daily trek. And if you found this podcast insightful, please subscribe and leave us a review. Then encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek. Creating a legacy. Thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, and most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you next time for more Daily Wisdom.